together a long time in Swati, in the mountain.
Then how long? 11 of us. How long did you live in the other house, the big long house?
Big long house. Okay, big long house. It wasn't, you know, because we didn't live that long. You know, maybe
before you guys immigrated.
Went to immigrate. Yeah.
So when you immigrated, Agong went first.
Agong went first.
And for how long? How long was
Agong? Okay, actually, Agong went 3 years before Ama, and Ama went 3 years before us, or something like that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Agong in
1953.
53,
56, we're 59.
So who took care of you guys while?
See, that's what it is. Okay, it was.
So the first set to come over, well, actually then it was just the
first set come in, no. Is Ama. Okay, Agong came, right?
Agong came.
Okay, then they said.
Did you record this?
Yeah.
Agong came in 53.
53.
Ama came in 56.
No.
And Ama
no.
came in 56.
I mean, Ama came in 54, no. Sorry, to visit.
To visit?
First.
Oh,
okay, with Da Jie. Either, I cannot say 54 or 55.
Oh,
okay,
come to
those two, yeah. They came to visit, okay? To, you know, to see, because they say, no, why don't you ask your wife to come? You know, so Da Jie is already engaged, okay? So Ama brought Da Jie with her, mm-hmm. came and visited, so that. And then, you know, the Kana say, oh, okay, I guess it's okay, you know? So then they were back, and Ama stayed, and Da Jie went back home. So this must have happened in 54, 55. Right.
And then Ama went back.
Ama went twice.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Ama just came on. Then Ama with Da Jie came on 56.
Yeah.
56. Okay, that could be.
Was
your father?
9 months.
Right? 9 months, and then she went back because she was already engaged, and so
she
went
back.
And she got married there. And then
did
3 years
not,
later.
Did he not go back to the wedding?
Who? Agong Ama. I don't think Agong Ama was at the wedding. No. I don't think Agong Ama was at the wedding.
Or even Ama?
I don't think so. She was already here. Because
it was hard to travel.
The older sister came and stayed 9 months with them in North Carolina. But then she went back.
So where's the first city Agong went to?
The very first place.
Very
it was
first
in New York.
Oh, in New York.
New York.
Yeah, we were trying to see if we could figure out where Agong has been.
Agong? Okay.
Where are you, Greensboro? New York and then Greensboro?
They
oh,
live
yeah.
in Greensboro. It was afternoon. Because I think Agong was in NYU. Then went to Greensboro, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Then after North Carolina
Greensboro,
North Carolina. Huh. Okay. Then after Greensboro, one night.
New York, and then Northampton, Massachusetts.
But then when we first, did we stay in New York for only
New York City?
New York City.
Really?
But we didn't stay
in New York City.
I think so. And then we,
Northampton was the very first one. We went to school in Northampton. We didn't go to school in New York, no. They came to pick us up in New York.
Mm-hmm.
We stay at a friend's house in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then our first home, our very first home was Northampton when we came.
In Carolina.
No, Northampton, Massachusetts.
Oh, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Right behind Smith College.
And that's where
like
they put your dad and I in the same class. You know, and that's how we were in the... your dad was 1 year older than me, but they put us in the same class, you know, like that, you know, yeah, because they think, you know, we don't speak English, therefore, you know, like that. So that's the reason. Okay, did you know that your dad was so talented because he played the trumpet, you know, and I really don't. And then, so first we came, they want us to do something that was in Virginia. And so Amma made me this Chinese dress and I had to sing and then your dad played. And so we got voted. We were senior year. We got voted most talented. And as I was joking, and they put your dad playing the trumpet and I'm playing the piano. I don't even know how to play piano.
Your dad play the trumpet?
Yeah,
yeah. That's why you made Tim play the trumpet.
Yeah, your dad played trumpet.
Tim used to have to play the trumpet. I don't know why.
But then, okay, Northampton is the first.
So,
Northampton, Massachusetts. Huh?
This is in 59? Mm-hmm.
59.
November 4th, 1959, we came to the United States. With your dad was the leader.
There's another story about our journey to the States.
Your dad
was. So, my dad's told me that, like, Susoho kept throwing up on the plane.
I know, and we're all over that. Your dad was the leader.
Susoho, I threw up on tomato juice, and Ginger, I threw up on orange juice, so they never wanted orange juice, they never wanted tomato juice for the rest of their life. And I smelled the both of them, so I don't want any of them.
I don't want anything. And then your dad, and then we threw four of us kind of cries, but then your dad would be, no, no, no. And he was only 1 year older than I am, and he was acting, you know. Okay, so then we moved. Okay, after 1 year, we live in Northampton, 145 West Street. Right? Then we moved to Virginia, Miriam, Virginia, and that's where we went to school. And then, you know, then your dad, you know, after, you know, when it's a senior.
So when was this?
Well, actually, we moved like 1960, right? We only stayed in Northampton 1 year.
Okay, right, so back, I'm going
to. Are you sure? I feel like I made so many friends there. Like, I was
Hold on. It's not
one.
Many. No.
It can't not be.
No, we moved to.
We would live in Amarillo Avenue for a long time.
On Amarillo Avenue. So it's probably 3 years because the problem was that the reason I said one year was that we moved to Miriam, Virginia, then, you know, I was only there. Miriam, Virginia High School, only 1 year. So, I think it was 3 years.
So, in, like, 62 you moved to Miriam?
62 we moved to Miriam, Virginia. 59 to 62. 59 to 62 we stayed in Northampton, Massachusetts.
What was the address?
The address, the very beginning, was 11 Arnold Avenue, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
And then we moved to Arnold, A-R-N, Arnold Avenue.
Well, you know every address you ever lived in, right?
And then we moved to, West Street. That was right, the hospital ground.
In Northampton.
Okay. And 62, we moved to Miriam, Virginia. And, you're down there, and we graduated in 63.
He moved just because it was a better job than Virginia?
Agong. Went to, really, to Virginia, saw a fish hatchery. Hey, they have fish in there. And he said, oh, this is really nice, because Agong loves fish. And then I run, right? Pull me, right? Then we moved there, right? So Agong got the job in the State Hospital, Southwestern State Hospital in Virginia.
Moved because he liked the
He's like that. He saw that fish hatchery with all that fish, and he loves it.
Is this a public facility or is the fish hatchery attached to the hospital? Or?
No, this fish hatchery is owned by the state. Fish hatchery. It doesn't have anything to do. It was owned by the hospital or anything like that. No.
Right. So Akon came in 1953 to New York City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then where else did he live?
He did live in, it's Greensboro.
Okay.
With
somebody said something about Kansas.
Kansas. They did live in Kansas that I don't know about.
Before, Kansas City. Before they went to Massachusetts.
Before Massachusetts. But I know it's Greensboro is the town that Dwight came. Okay, Dwight told me,
Do you know why he moved out of New York? Is it
that
tenure
we,
finished?
Yeah, we didn't really know.
Why?
Okay.
Why Greensboro?
No, ask you. Maybe this story. That part that we didn't know.
I know that Agong went to NYU because he was studying in Taiwan. The only reason he came to the United States was he was studying with a German person, right?
Huh?
I go learn German and English.
Yeah, right. I go know German.
German,
right.
Guy and from, because when I come grew up, no, when I come went to medical school,
mm-hmm.
the language was in English. All the medical term was in German.
Yeah, that's why Papa knows German, because he studied it in.
Because so
all the texts were in German.
All the medical Martin terms.
Knows German.
Yeah.
He
reads, but he knew how to read it, but he didn't know how to speak.
All the medical terms are in German.
Really?
Hey, you're supposed to know that. You're a med student. It's not English. The medical terminology is all in German, primarily. And so I'm going to learn how to speak German, and he had a German tutor. And then he says, why don't you go to the United States or whatever? And he also had an English tutor and a German tutor. But that German tutor influenced I'm going to go to NYU. And also he studied with a psychiatrist.
And that's why Akon changed the
field
into
the
psychiatry instead.
Akon
in Taiwan was not
a
psychiatrist.
So what was
Akon
doing in Taiwan?
Actually, Akon in Taiwan was pediatrician.
Pediatrician. A pediatrician and OB-GYN.
Yeah.
Both. A family physician who's also a pediatrician and an OB-GYN. OB-GYN. And then he studied the language, either English or German, with this psychiatrist.
It was and then Akon became psychiatrist.
So
he's
the one
who
was in Taiwan. And he learned how to speak English, I think, and that person was
tutor.
And he says, why don't you go to the United States and blah, 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 blah. And he did it, the exchange student from the NYU medical thing.
So who else was in the United States among your cousins or?
At that time, no one. Except when Akon came.
Kai, but he was the very first ones to come.
Later.
Later.
Yeah, later. You're talking about when Akon came? Yeah, no, Akon was the first one.
Akon was the very first one.
Akon
married a lot of foreign students who went to the States and studied, and then they had parents to marry them. Akon and Amon gave so many kids away.
College student, and they always came to our house and stuff like that.
And also that Akon was the first physician to come from Taiwan to the United States, is that right?
That I'm not sure.
Not the very first one, but I'm pretty sure it's very, very one of the earliest.
Because that's why they were so excited, they want us to, want Amon to come, and they want us to come.
Because I remember in Virginia, Akon never went out of the house, Akon never went shopping. And there was a Filipino doctor too. They always thought that Filipino doctor was our father because Akon never go shopping.
Yeah.
And that would be like, I see your father, Dr. Jolot. No, that's not my father.
So when did you guys came first? And when did Duan go and
they came 3 years later.
And you know why they didn't come?
Do you know why they came? Because your mom was already 21 years old.
21.
So in the United States, you should be independent, when you're 21. And then the John Jerry didn't come because they had to fulfill their military duty.
They were over 18.
They're over 18, they had to.
Oh, so my mom was 21.
Your mom is over 21.
And Chen
is already, Chen Aye.
So they came in 62?
No, 3 years later. I think it was 62, I'm sure.
So it's just you two, and...
No, four of us.
Oh.
No, five of us. Joe was the leader, and four girls.
Yeah.
And
the
then
other one.
3 years later, Donako, Sanko...
And John
and Jerry.
Four of them came. Okay, did you know how did they become John and Jerry? The name? I gave them the name. John and Jerry. That's why the people think it's strange, because they're older than me, but I gave them the name John. Because your dad was already Joe, okay? So one day, the people calling, they go, Lu Xuan, Lu Zhen, it's so hard to say because your dad is Lu Zhang. And then I go,
We wanted Lu J because they were first.
And I go, Jay, I go, hey, one day I go, why don't we just go, John, Jerry, Joe? That sounds good, 3J, John, Jerry, Joe. So I go, okay, you're John. And you're Jerry, okay? So when people call, I go, oh, this is my brother John. This is my brother Jerry. So they got stuck with John.
So they came over with their original names.
Yeah, Rushak and Rutan.
And you named them?
Yeah, and then John Jerry.
So they were, like, what were they doing? Because they were already going to school, or are they going to school?
No, they came and they went to school.
To college.
Yeah, to college, yeah.
Did they like the names? At
well,
first, or
well,
they
got stuck. I mean, they got, it's like they didn't have a choice.
But why only them? Why? Well, actually, how did you become?
Well, it's really funny that.
I guess it's close. Yeah,
right.
Close. Yeah.
My name. No,
yeah.
The reason my name. Okay, my name is interesting because you know my.
Yeah, how did
two
you
of us. Okay, no two. Okay, it's very interesting. My name is. Okay, Meow Ing. This Meow One. So people always call. No, my name is Meow. You know, meow. With which Meow? You know, Meow In and Meow One. No, so one time, this friend invited us to, it was a cake car, okay? And then in the morning, okay, in the morning, they go, Meow, Meow. I go, come in. Meow, Meow, come in. I said, come in. And nobody came in. Okay, so I opened the door, there was a cat. I go, no way, I'm changing my name. I decided to change my name to Mary. I go, no way, I want to be, Her name was changed it to High Hope because she's very popular at school. You know, everyone is there. So everybody would go, hi, you know. And so then we didn't know how to speak English, right?
I said, I hate my name, Meow, too, because
of
that. Just call me Ho.
Yeah.
Oh, Hi Ho. Oh, you mean your name is Hi Ho? Wait, do you want me to call you Hi or do you want me to call you Ho?
Right. So she got stuck with Hi Ho. And we didn't know that part was a Hi Ho cracker. No, then we didn't know that was Hi Ho Cracker. You know, that stuff. Oh, they named after you, Hi Ho Cracker.
I never heard of the cracker.
No, there's a Hi Ho Cracker.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. And that's how, and she was very, friendly and so that. So people, hi. And she's Ho. So they go, oh, her name is Hi Ho. So one tell the other, but, Hi Ho.
Just call me by my last name, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know how to say it. Just say Hi Ho. Just say hi. I mean, just when you say hi, just say Hi Ho, right? And then they say, oh, okay, so your name is Hi Ho?
So this Cape Cod thing, you were at a friend's house?
Friend's house.
Okay. Just staying over?
We're staying over.
And you just heard cat?
I was a cat. I go, meow, meow. I go, no way.
Is Michelle with us?
Huh?
Is Michelle with us, though?
I think so. So I go, no way that I'm going to meow, meow. Cat.
I know,
and
people say,
I didn't
know my name is Meow.
Oh,
meow? Just like the cat, meow, meow, meow.
No, and
I hate cats too.
No, I mean, too.
The reason I hate cats.
And they go, oh, yeah, meow. Does it sound like a meow, yeah? Meow, one?
And the reason I hate cats, because I always think they're going to, I drop a kitten when I was little in the mountain, in our house, in the temple there. We used to have kittens. And when we had the cats, and then the little kitten was born, it was holding one. And all of a sudden, I dropped it and it died on me. And I always think that someday the one of the cats and the spirit's going to come and get me in the little one. So, what are you going to give me? I just don't like cats. And I'm afraid of them. And then people say, what's your name? I say, Meow, Meow, One. I say, oh, Meow. Just like the cat. Meow, Meow, Meow. And they go, no way. Just call me Ho. Just say hi, Ho.
But Chin Chin was easy to say. Chin Chin was easy to say. That's why Chin Chin got stuck with the name Chin Chin. Chin Chin was, no. Jin Jin, Chin Chin, so she got stuck with Chin Chin. And Su Su, show me the girl, Su Su, something like
that. I always thought it was because, I don't know, my mom says that the mission. Missionaries in Taiwan, they.
She named.
Yeah, they asked.
She named your mom Kathy.
Yeah.
And also she named Patricia.
Patricia, and then Gui, and then.
Was
and Chen, that's a missionary. Dana, see, did you know Chai is, Dana, and then your mom is
Kathy.
It was a missionary name for
English.
But just the four of them, nobody else.
Dana?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then your mom was
Kathy. Yeah. She'll use that sometimes as like on the for telemarketers.
Yeah.
Is it K or C?
No, your mom's still K. K.
And then who's Patricia?
Patricia is older sister.
B. B is B. She named her Patricia.
And then Gui.
Grace.
Yeah, they never change. And then when they first came, and I was in college, and then you know, after I graduated, they asked me to be a teacher because they need a math teacher in Marion. So I thought they were so nice to our family. And I was already going to go to graduate school, but then I decided, oh, it's better to stay and be a teacher. So I taught 2 years, you know, in Marion.
Marion is
M-A-R-I-O-N? M-A-R-I-O-N, yeah. So, right now, with Ama and Ako, it's a theater in Marion, but they're so nice to us. So, Susu is going to have a plaque during the chair in the theater, Marion Theater, has, you know, the memory of Dr. and Mrs. Kajaho. You know, it's going to be... But, okay, we're the only family in Marion. Chinese at that time, and then so we was always. I mean, like I feel like you feel like you know your animal, you know, in a cage or something like that. Because everywhere you go, you know, people, but they was just so nice. I mean, just really, you know, wanted to take the family, you know, like the Kiwanis Club and you know what they call
Lions Club.
They always want us to perform, you know. And so that's why your dad is always doing the trumpet, da 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 da, playing that one. Now in top, the cherry blossom or cherries. Mm-hmm. And then my mom made the Chinese dress, I have to sing, and then they sing, you know, they are zi lao su, zi lao su, pao de kuai, in Chinese, neng jia niao jia, neng jia niao jia, you know, like that. Now we always sing. And then in Miriam, also, I bought my first car, and when Jerry came, and I graduated college, and I was going to see, and Jerry said, hey, Jerry, you know how he's crazy about cars, you know, hey, let's go buy a car, okay? And my first car was $3,000, okay? In my bank, I only had $300. I didn't know you had to put down payment in a car. So Jerry said, hey, let's go. So Mr. Harris took us to Bristol, Virginia, to buy a car, and I go, okay, no, Jerry, what? Jerry said, oh yeah, you gotta have this. Now. I bought, you know, Plymouth Fairy 3, and it was a big car. And Jerry said, yeah, it's good. And so when they come to sign, and the guy says, you know, okay, how much are you gonna put down payment? I said, what's that? You know, he said, no, you have to put some money. And I said, oh, okay, well, I only have $300 in the bank, you know, and then the guy said, don't worry. Father is a doctor, you know, it's okay. You know, he will co-sign it. That's why I go, you know, co-sign the paper, like, you know, buy the car. And that time, the same time, because I got my mom's anniversary, so I decided, you know, the color of the TV came out, you know, so I think, oh, that's bright color. So I bought, I got my mom a color TV. They delivered, and I got my mom said, oh, no, it's somebody else, you know, this is not for, so I told them, oh, happy anniversary, and, you know, I bought the first color TV. And then, when Chin-Chin and Susu and Haiho, she was a homecoming queen and all that in the college, you know. And so I always, because I'm a teacher already, and I would have my student come to my house making goods, you know, cookies and stuff like that, and I bring it to them, and I would always, when I go visit the college, I always open a big basket, you know, right, Haiho?
Mm.
You don't remember that?
No.
I bring you food and stuff
like that.
Yeah. Apples, and I would have oranges, and a big basket, big cookie, you know, a lot of cookie. The kids, you know, my student, they bring it to them, you know, like that, in college, you know. And so, and then when they come home, Christmas time, we always, you know, work at that store,
mm-hmm.
You know. So every in Marion, there's a street, okay, so that we will work in all the stores. So I will work in the, you know, clothing shop, she was working there, and Chin-Chin Susu working in the photography shop and, you know, something like that. And we work, you know, in the store. But this one,
part-time.
This one, you know, she doesn't make any money. We always had to bail her out, okay? Because the last day of working, okay, the manager said, okay, bring Ama here, because she always owed the store. She always buy. She always owed the store money. She never take home paycheck. I was like, always take home paycheck. And then, you know, she's never taken home anything, okay? And also, her story, in college, okay, Ama always give us $10 to go to school, and that $10 was last long time, you know, because $10 is a big money. No, you're talking about go movies, 5 cents. You know, it could be 3 cents of, you know, give you 10 cents, you can go to a movie and have popcorn and Coke, or, you know, stuff like that. And my mom would give me 10, and then, you know, okay, she would use the $10 in 2 days, I'm not joking, okay? And she would come to me, Mary, I might give you $10, how much do you still have left? I go, well, about $7, you know what, I don't have any more. I'll give me $2, so I give her $2, okay? Then 2 days later, come back. Hey, and that $5, how much do you have left? You know? And I would say, yeah, I still, you know, I don't use that much. I still have $4.
I think it was $20 a month.
20 to maybe 10 or 20, I remember. You know? But anyway, I never have, you know, she always comes to me, no, I don't have any more. You know, how about it? And I was always giving to her. So she really owed me a lot of money. You know? But now.
Yeah, actually, my dad says that him and his brother, when they were little, they used to sneak into Ma's closet to steal money.
No, I'm not.
Your dad is famous. Hey, that's right. When we went to Ireland to clean up the house, your dad was so smart.
He's so smart. Your mom, your dad, I'm not kidding. Always go to Ma's pocket and then that. He cleaned up.
I was there for a whole week cleaning. I said, how come I was the money? Mother always hide money here and there. I said, I haven't found any money. Your dad just come for a weekend. She went through all Ama's coat closets, coats.
Find all the money. Because Ama, that is so true. Ama always had money.
Purse, yeah. And pocket, coat pockets.
Coat pockets, so much money. Ama, like you say, when he was small, he always go to Ama's coat pocket. Ama said, always had money in there. And so this time,
I'm going to teach you the weekend. I'm going to take us all the money.
What did he need all the money for?
No, he knew Ama would have all the money in the all the coats. You know. And then your dad, did you ever hear about your story about your dad? Okay, because when we came to the United States, your dad was the leader, right? And then he really kind of took care of us in the airports of that, you know, when they all throw up and stuff like that, you know, and 4 of us would cry or something like that, he had to show us and stuff like that. So when he went to college, Ama always said, you know, wow, you know, like when your dad's coming up or your dad's room, okay, we always make it neat, you know, or the bed has to be, you know, so nice. And he always make us do things for him, right? So we really, Ama always said, we're afraid of your dad more than we're afraid of Ma. Okay, I might tell us to do things, okay, but oh my God, you know, we get so, Uncle Joe is coming home, you know, we have to come down, we have to wash the car, we have to do this, and he's the one that taught us, me and, you know, how to drive the car,
right.
Okay, and then we would get up, and he said, okay, you have to be up 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, where we get up first, and then we two just like, you know, pretend like, you know, I'm sleeping, and pretend she's sleeping or something like that, and we go, I've got you go up because, you know, he's going to teach the, you know, he's there first come first, you know, that type of thing. Like when he comes home from college, you know, because it's VPI and also like military stuff, right? You know, and then he will come home.
Hey, excuse me, I lived under this regime as well, okay? Yes,
right.
I did have to wake up at 5 to drive the car as well.
I see.
Right.
Yeah, that's how I taught.
All right.
My dad taught a lot of people how to drive, even after.
Right. Yeah, and then he always, then when he's coming home, we look like, no. Okay, give you an example. The other day, I just heard that your daddy's coming, right? Okay, I went outside so many times. I'm okay, I'm fine. So I heard your dad is coming, you know, then I went outside so many times. I said, she's still affect.
Oh my God.
Still
affect. Oh my God.
When your dad is coming to his house, the trash can't really be cleaned. Yeah.
Oh, I'm serious.
Physiological.
And so your mom always said to your mom, you know, Ama always said to your mom and Chela, because when they came here, they said, oh, she, you know, like this poor girl, you know, when I tell them to do something, not really, okay. But when Joe comes home, wow, everything. Joe just said, all 4 of us, you know. He make us do a lot of things. And we always do it for him, too, you know. Yeah. He was out, you know. Yeah, that was your dad.
So Uncle Joe says something, but Uncle Jerry, then you don't really follow.
No, but Uncle Jerry and Uncle Joe is different. Uncle Joe and Jeff say, we know how to speak English. They didn't know how to speak. So we kind of, you know, like, how do you say? No, we're not afraid of them. That's it. We're only afraid of Joe. You know what I mean? But, you know. Oh, that may be. You're ready to say, hey. Hello? Kira. Mishira, when I come out, what's it? Ayo, hey, come out.